time for a trip through a few gardens in the Chattanooga area. On Saturday and Sunday, the Master Gardeners of Hamilton County will present its annual garden tour, this year featuring 5 gardens. Suzanne Ford is president and Ron McKittrick is vice president of the Master Gardeners. Suzanne, Ron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Tell us more about this year's annual garden tour.
We have had a garden tour for something like 33 years, and we usually hold it in June. But this year and last year, we just couldn't. But we really felt that we wanted to do something. Also, our master gardeners get volunteer hours, so we wanted to give them something to do. And we went about and found some beautiful summer gardens, gardens that really come into their own in late summer. We are just delighted to have these 5 gardens, 4 private home gardens, and the Bonnie Oaks Arboretum. That's what we've decided to do this year.
Tell us a little more about each of them.
As Suzanne mentioned, one of the ones that we're having is at Bonnie Oaks Arboretum, which is at the UT Extension offices off of Bonnie Oaks on Adamson. Beautiful all times a year, but it's a nice place to either start or finish your tour, I think. But then in addition to that, we have 4 individuals. 3 of us are master gardeners and another one is an avid gardener. I think we've kind of picked ones this year that have kind of different unique types of things about them. They aren't all going into a botanical garden type of thing. There are home gardens with different themes. One of them, Master Gardener, is Asheville Pastor. The tour is primarily Ootowah and Collegedale, so it's relatively close. But he's out on Savannah Hills in Ootowah, and he calls his garden kind of a Tennessee cottage garden. So there's a large collection of plants in certain areas. And, you know, bloom times this time of year aren't the easiest things, but he's got some beautiful, beautiful plantings in the back. He's always reticent because he's starting a Japanese garden in the back, but it's not completely finished. So hopefully he'll let you back there because it is really unique. It's fun. My garden, I'm over off of Adamson Pike up from the courthouse and the library. And my garden, I came to Tennessee about a little over 4.5 years ago, and I was in Georgia and Alabama before that. And the soils here, I found, were unique from the standpoint of they're rocky and clayey. And I wasn't sure what I could grow, and I decided, well, trees, plants that grow here as a native grow here. So my garden is native plants. I have planted numerous trees, shrubs, and perennials to stay within the guidelines of a homeowners association. And it's a little different. I garden for wildlife rather than gardening for vegetables, so to speak. So I look for the bees, I look for the butterflies, the birds, and the other critters that may come in. I garden to encourage that, and for many different reasons. Below me is Pat Hendrickson, and she's in the same development as I am and moved in here just a few years ago from a beautiful garden out in East Brainerd area. And when she moved over here, she carried all of her pots and left her plants. So she is doing a container garden all around. It's unique from the standpoint. A lot of people like to garden in containers, so she's got a lot of different plants that do very well in that. And if the kids want to come along, she's got a great fairy garden that she's put in that has little elves and gnomes and little bridges, and it's in a space probably 10 feet in diameter on the ground. So I know my grandkids love it, and it's just a fun place to visit and see. And then past that, the last place that we're having is a garden out University Avenue past Southern University. Isha is a typical vegetable gardener. So what she has is about an 8x20-foot garden space that has both flowers and plants as well as vegetables. It's in a community garden. So there's 5 or 6 other gardeners in there. Just, it's fun to see, I think, the diversity of things that we have. And the word garden is, I think, can be very diverse.
And then, Suzanne, tell us more about how this tour supports the Master Gardeners and all that they do.
This tour started as a collaboration with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. some of the proceeds do go to support the food bank gardens, because we also built the raised beds around the food bank some years ago. And it also, the proceeds go to fund our scholarship program. We have a program where we support students in the horticulture, agriculture field at the Tennessee State Universities, Middle Tennessee State, and UTK and places like that, where they've declared a major and they're going on to a career in some kind of environmental studies, horticulture, agriculture. And I think we've supported now 12 students. They've come and talked to us. I would say that the scholarship grant that we give them is very important to them. It enables them to complete their studies and to go on and maybe do something special. We're very pleased to do this. It's a really important part of our program.
And we've been reminded more than once in the past year plus how important it is to get outside. But not only that, how good something such as gardening can feel, even when it's hot and your fingernails are all dirty and all the rest of it.
That's right. I think we Master Gardeners, our motto is we teach you how. And everything we do is geared to that. And the garden tour is like that. I also moved here from somewhere else and joined the Master Gardeners because I came from up north, as people can probably tell, where the soil is lovely. And I came down here and it's like, what is this? And I thought I was going to have to concern myself with the heat, and it's really the soil. And so I found this wonderful group of people. I've learned so much. But when I've gone on the tour in the past years, I've gotten ideas, whether it's, oh, I can actually use yard art this way. I can put it here or there, something that I would not have necessarily thought of on my own. And look at plantings, and it's like, oh, I want one of those. I probably will, with Ron's permission, go home with one or two of his overabundance of river oats, which I've been threatening to do. I think that's part of it. It's just that it's like, you know, there's hard work that's gone into this, man hours, person hours, woman hours. And then it's just, I never thought to do that. What a great idea. Or let me try something like use a statue someplace, or just, oh, I've always wanted to know what to do with this corner that nothing grew in. I'll try this. So hopefully people will come and not be intimidated, but come and just say, wow. And if he can do it or she can do it, I can probably do it too.
There's a lot of just physical and mental benefits. We've had a number of people come and present to us. Actually, there's studies going on now from universities that show health benefits to just about everyone, be it mental. If you go for a walk in the woods in the spring and you smell that, you just feel better. And there is now research going on telling us why we feel better. And there's things that are in the soil that are actually very beneficial for you, just inhaling this and getting it in. I work with some vets in a garden program and brought in somebody talking about that. And one of the gentlemen was like a third generation farmer. He says, that's no news. You know, we knew that. We're out in the fields all the time plowing and doing this. We know we feel better. Yeah, but now there's somebody that's written a paper that tells you why you felt better.
Where can people go online for more information?
They can go to our website, www.mghc.org. There's a link on our homepage, and tickets for the garden tour are $20. Ticket is good for both days. So if you want to go back or you didn't get to all of them, you can buy a ticket in advance off of our website, or you can start the tour anywhere. And then we'll give you a token to show that you've paid, and then you can just go to all the other gardens and you'll just get right in.
All right. Suzanne, Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.